Congressman Peter Welch, our friend, a Democrat from Vermont at large, in office since 2007, and a very important man as things develop in the United States Congress, is with us right now. Peter, welcome, and I'm so glad you're here.
It's good to be with you.
Okay, so the attack in Manchester and the implications for national security in the U.S. foreign policy. It appears that the Brits are very angry at us.
Well, they are, and that has to do with the intra-intelligence sharing in the incident in the Oval Office when President Trump disclosed what supposedly was secret information not to be shared. So that creates a loss of confidence, obviously.
But who did he disclose it to? He disclosed it to the Russians, of all people.
That's right. So it's incredibly careless. And frankly, I think a result of real inexperience on the part of the president, who in the moment is impressing the people in the room, but forgets that as the president of the United States, his fundamental long-term responsibility is to take actions that enhance our security, that don't diminish it. And it's vital to our national security interests that we have intelligence sharing as broadly as we possibly can. And that intelligence sharing requires care and caution, not off-the-cuff kind of comment. So it's very regrettable, and it's having implications.
It has indeed. Let me switch from a very important story to another interesting story, and that is you actually met with the president early on in the administration on prescription drug prices, which he attacked as part of his campaign.
That's right.
And so what ended up happening with all that?
Well, a couple of things. Nothing's happened yet, but my hope is something will happen. I mean, there's probably two areas where I do agree with President Trump. One is getting those prescription drug prices lower. And second is a big infrastructure plan. And we haven't accomplished anything on either of those. But my hope is that we'll accomplish a lot on both, and
time will tell. I'm sorry for interrupting, Peter, but what makes you really think he means anything when he says he wants to bring those prices down? So far, he's sided with every major corporation and everybody else. Why would you think he's actually meant what he said?
Well, there's two things. First, I don't make a prediction that he will, but he talked about it in the campaign in his conversation with us. He was very animated about it. But this is second and most important. We've got to get those prescription drug prices lower. We pay the highest in the world. There's a lot of reasons for it, but they aren't the market, and it's not the value that people are getting. Even though we really need prescription drugs, the drug companies are killing us with the prices that they charge. And we're not going to get reform unless we have the president supporting us. So is it worth my time spending an hour at the White House with Elijah Cummings without a guarantee that it'll work? I think it is.
Absolutely.
The possibility that it'll work. So that's why I went there. But there were two things that did strike me in that meeting. One is that the president did talk emphatically about the ripoff process that we have in drug pricing. He knows it's broken. And the second thing, frankly, that gives me even more confidence that he does want to do something is that the people who voted for him, he understands they're the ones getting hammered by these high prices. So he understands the policy. We're getting charged way more than is reasonable. But number two, the politics, he knows that this would be a win with folks who voted for him. So I think we've got a shot. And then the other thing is there has been a lot of follow-up with some of the folks in the administration. I've talked to Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, and he tells me the president is on him to come up with some ideas. Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader, the same thing. Now, what I said to President Trump when I was meeting with him is, look, you're saying things that I could hear Bernie Sanders saying, but you're going to face a wall of opposition in your party. And frankly, that's where the opposition is. You know, Paul Ryan has always been against this. Most of the Republican members of the conference have been against it. So time will tell, but this is a really important issue that would make a big difference to everyday people. So I'm going to stay on it and do the best I can, and we'll see.
Okay, very quickly then, let me ask you this, Peter Welch. What is the fix?
Well, there's a number of things. Number one, we should have price negotiation. In Medicaid, the government is the biggest purchaser of drugs, and we're able to negotiate bulk price discounts. It's like if you're going to the store and you're buying 100 aspirin, you're going to pay a lower per unit price than if you're just buying 10. And it's the same idea here. We're prohibited by law to negotiate bulk price discounts in Medicare, the biggest purchaser of prescription drugs. So literally, we have the government being a sucker. We're buying wholesale but paying retail. So price negotiation is one. Second, the president told us he supports giving people the ability to import safe prescriptions from Canada. We could do that. And I've got a piece of legislation to do that where anything manufactured in an FDA-approved plant and then sent to us here from a Health and Human Services-approved facility, in other words, safety guaranteed, you'd be able to get a huge price savings. Some drugs in Canada are like 20% of the price that we pay here. That would put a lot of pressure on the drug companies to give U.S. taxpayers, who, by the way, footed the bill for much of the research, the benefit of the lower price that everybody else enjoys.
Absolutely right. Well, good luck to you on this, Peter, because it's a kind of new economic segregation, if you think about it. Some of these drugs that are coming out now cost $100,000 a year. It's such almost unbelievable. Why should...
You're right. I mean, first of all, I want lower prices, but I acknowledge that pharma does some very good things. They create life-extending and pain-relieving medications. And my family benefited by some of the wonders of pharma. So we want to maintain their ability to do that. But they're killing us with the price. I mean, if they raise the price so much, take that Martin Shkreli. He bought a company that had a drug. It was $15. That's what people were paying. The day after he owned the company, the price went to $1,500. That has nothing to do with adding value. That has to do with basically having monopoly pricing power. And the government has to be the protector of the consumer when you've got Martin Shkreli's out there just ripping us off. And then drug companies that come up with a new cure, obviously we've got to have an approach that allows them to get their investment and research back. But we have to have a pricing system that makes it with that drug within reach, not just to the individual, but the taxpayer. And a lot of our employers who provide health care benefits to their folks at work, they're getting hammered by these prices as well. Mm. So it's a big problem. It's out of control, and it requires us to take some action and not just turn a blind eye to it. And my hope, and I'm going to encourage him to stay in there, is that the president will help us on this because he gets it. As far as the ripoff, and he gets it as far as the politics.
It's always great to talk to Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, who takes time out of a really busy day with the bells ringing in the background, calling him to votes. And when we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about the FBI.
Great.